And then after the cargo was dropped, we loaded troops. And the troops that we loaded were American troops. They were trained. The train came right up to the pier, and they marched on board. And they occupied bunks on the tween deck, right below the main deck before the cargo holds. They had set up six high bunks, folded bunks. They took out the cargo handling stuff and put in these bunks so we could put in 700 troops. And there were two kinds of troops that came on board. One were people who had a lot of points. Points meant you had done your service. And as you accumulated points, you became eligible for discharge or rehab to the U.S. And others had just gotten to Europe, really, and were now being transported to the U.S. We were scheduled to drop them at Boston, get on trains and go to the West Coast, where they would be put on ships and transferred to the far Pacific. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting fact now, because we left London, sailed around, and we had a pretty good trip. It was summertime, the sun was shining, and we were sailing across the Atlantic. And one night, or at 1 o'clock in the morning, I was on watch from 12 to 4. At 1 o'clock in the morning, I picked up an SOS, which was unusual. I picked up an SOS of a British freighter that was on fire, and we had doctors on board. And so the first thing we did was, do you need a doctor? Yeah. Because we were 100 miles or so away. And so we transmitted back and forth, and it turned out they didn't need a doctor, and there were other ships much closer. But the next day, my name was in the dittoed paper that they distributed to the troops. They had a one-page, folded one-page newsletter that they'd give to the troops each day. The main thing was how many miles I was from Boston. That was the main thing they were interested in. But and I made the front page of that little paper. But the big headline was U.S. drops atom bomb on Japan. Wow. And that was right here in big type. And I was and so that caused a lot of celebration on board the ship, because so many of them were doomed to go to the Pacific. And everybody was talking about the dangers of Saipan, the dangers of Iwo Jima, all the dangers that were nothing compared with what the invasion of Japan would be. Yeah. Everybody was anticipating a bloodbath there on both sides. So there was a great deal of jubilation and partying, in effect, which you couldn't do without liquor, but they partied nonetheless. They didn't need the liquor. They were elated.
So they would never really made it to the Pacific?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not, although some of them may have made it to the Army of Occupation.
Yeah.
That maybe, but it was too late to get involved in any combat in the Pacific.
Yeah, they knew the invasion was
now
over.
Now the main thing was getting things back,
taking
equipment from the islands and bringing them back to the U.S. to be scrapped. It was really. But now, so that was my first trip.